612 1320 WILS. I want to get an update on the power outages in the area. We've had tens of thousands of them. Mary Palkovich with us with Consumers Energy, Vice President of Energy Delivery there. Mary, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. Now, what are the numbers at this moment for outages?
Well, for Consumers Energy, we have just over 150,000 customers still without electricity.
And here in the Lansing area, any idea what kind of number we're looking at?
You know, in the Lansing area, not as many. It's more kind of Lansing and south at this point. We do have customers off in the Saginaw area, the Flint area, Grand Rapids area, and south of all of that.
Yeah. How long before everyone's back up?
We are projecting that everyone will be back on at the latest Sunday night, possibly Monday morning.
That's
for
a
the
long,
hardest.
That's a long time, though, isn't it?
It is, and this is just a major event and a catastrophic storm, nothing like Consumers has seen since December of 2013 in the ice storm that you may recall.
Yeah. DTE seems to have taken the brunt of it. What, over 600,000 down? Have you been tracking that issue, too? Or?
We do. We talk to DTE all the time, and they got hit pretty dang hard there, too.
Yeah, the biggest outage, weather-related outage they've ever had. What, now, how is it that they got hit so much worse than Consumers did?
Well, if you look at the state of Michigan and the Lower Peninsula, you can kind of see that the storm really hit the whole Lower Peninsula, but the hardest hit part was on the southern half, and Consumer service territory, you know, stretches from the bridge all the way down to the state line, and DTE's electric service territory, you know, with all of the concentration around the Detroit metropolitan area, they kind of got hit harder.
Okay, so in terms of the repairs that are being done, what kinds of work is ahead for the Consumers Energy crews?
Well, you know, we've had over 1,000 poles that broke in this storm, and we've also had structural damage. You know, the magnitude of the wind really wreaked havoc, not just on poles, but, you know, uprooted trees and really damaged equipment. And that's the long-to-repair type of equipment. So it's going to be a long restoration effort.
Yeah. Is there a move by Consumers to put some of the wiring, the future wiring, underground?
You know, underground isn't the answer to everything. There are situations where it does make sense. Unfortunately, that would cost our customers a significant amount. So we have to balance, you know, what customers can afford to pay and what's most beneficial for the system.
When we talked yesterday, you said your power was down. You live in Lansing. Are you restored yourself?
I did get restored. Thank you for remembering.
Yeah, back up and running. Mary Palkovich, Consumers Energy Vice President of Energy Delivery, with an update on the work being done. It's going to continue for the coming days. Mary, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And keep our customers safe. Let them know to avoid downed wires.
Yeah, stay away from those.